Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. 2025-26 Fantasy Premier League, top midfielder selections. Midfielders are arguably the most important players in fantasy football, and if you can pack your team with goal-scoring wingers or playmakers, then you're in with a good chance. Generally speaking, it is best to select attacking midfielders, but traditionally defensive players have been popping up with high scores in recent years too. Here, BALLGM takes a look at the best midfielders to choose in FPL, including the top picks, mid-price options and bargain players. Midfielders are arguably the most important players in fantasy football, and if you can pack your team with goal-scoring wingers or playmakers, then you're in with a good chance. Generally speaking, it is best to select attacking midfielders, but traditionally defensive players have been popping up with high scores in recent years too. Here, BALLGM takes a look at the best midfielders to choose in FPL, including the top picks, mid-price options and bargain players. Mohamed Salah is the most expensive midfielder on FPL at £14.5 million, and with good reason. He scores and sets up lots of goals. The Egypt international has surpassed the 200-point mark in each of the last 8 seasons, with his highest-ever tally coming last term, with 344 points accumulated despite his advancing years. Salah penned a new deal with Liverpool last year, underlining his commitment to delivering more success at Anfield. Fresh from propelling Chelsea to Club World Cup glory, Cole Palmer returns to the Premier League with something of a point to prove. The England international faltered somewhat in his second season at Stamford Bridge, but it says a lot about his quality that he still managed 214 FPL points, making him the third highest scoring midfielder in an underwhelming campaign. Palmer is capable of scoring goals from anywhere, and he has an eye for a pass, which he demonstrated with double figures in assists last term. He also hits exceptional penalties and takes free kicks. The kid has it all. Plus, he is £4 million cheaper than Salah, and if it is a toss-up between the pair, Palmer is a superb alternative. Unfortunately for Arsenal and Bukayo Saka, the 2024-25 season was a disappointment, with injury disrupting the star winger's campaign and restricting him to just 127 FPL points. Now that he is fit and firing again, Saka will still be a key component to Mikel Arteta's designs on glory. When Saka is motoring, he will almost guarantee you 200-plus points, and for £10 million, that's not a bad deal. Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes is relatively cheap when compared to the likes of Salah, Palmer and Saka, especially when you take into account his importance to the Red Devils. Not only is Fernandes a guaranteed starter most weeks, but he is the chief creator in the team as well as the man who takes free kicks and penalties. He's not quite what you would call a bargain choice, but he is practically guaranteed to get you around 150 to 200 points a season. His average points haul is 170. However, you will have to pay close attention to how he is used, now that Mateus Cunha and Brian Mbeumo have arrived to take the creative pressure off him. Florian Wirtz is Liverpool's big money signing this season, and there is huge expectation on his shoulders. The Germany international shone for years in the Bundesliga for Bayer Leverkusen, where he was regularly in the double figures for both goals and assists. There is always a concern with players coming into the Premier League, as it can sometimes take time to acclimatize, but Wirtz is a good bet to do well. With 236 points in FPL last season, Brian Mbeumo was second only to Mohamed Salah among midfielders in the game. He has since signed for Manchester United, and Red Devils supporters will be hoping he can emulate his form for Brentford, which saw him score a remarkable 20 goals and supply 9 assists. Much like Fernandes for Manchester United, Martin Odegaard is the talisman and leader for Arsenal, the man who the Gunners look to for inspiration when the chips are down. Odegaard hits corners and free kicks, making him an assist machine. Last season, his points tally took a hit thanks to injury, but the Norwegian is more than capable of hitting the 200-point mark, especially if Arsenal's defense can replicate their recent goals against tallies. Crystal Palace surprised many when they beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final last season, and the man who inspired that was Eberechi Eze. The England international is Palace's main man. Considering his FPL pedigree, he averages around 150 points a season, and is a steal at £7.5 million. If you don't fancy splurging on the likes of Salah or Palmer, there are lots of mid-price options in midfield. Mateus Cunha has been recategorized as a midfielder, having previously been a forward in FPL, so he could be a solid alternative to Mbeumo or Wirtz. Another player who has been changed to a midfielder from forward is Omar Marmoush. But he remains a risky option thanks to Pep Guardiola's unpredictable selection approach. Antoine Semenyo did brilliantly for Bournemouth last season, posting 165 points, while two Morgans, Gibbs White and Rodgers, are also available for under £8 million. Elite Fantasy Premier League midfielders for the 2025-26 season. Understanding the midfield landscape. The midfield is often the engine room of a successful FPL team. Selecting the right players can be the difference between a good season and a legendary one. For the 2025-26 season, several factors will influence midfielder performance: tactical shifts within teams, potential new signings, and, of course, player form. We're looking beyond just goal scorers. Assists, bonus points, and consistent starts are crucial for maximizing your FPL returns. This guide focuses on identifying midfielders with high potential for points, considering both established stars and emerging talents. The key is to balance premium picks with value options to create a well-rounded squad. Don't underestimate the impact of fixture difficulty. Rotating your midfielders based on upcoming matches is a pro-level strategy. Tier 1. The premium powerhouses, expect to pay £8.5 million plus. These are your captaincy contenders, the players you build your team around. Expect high ownership and significant price fluctuations based on early season form. Mohamed Salah, Liverpool, still the benchmark, even with age. Salah consistently delivers goals and assists. Liverpool's attacking setup should continue to provide him with ample opportunities. A slight price increase is likely, but he remains a must consider. Kevin De Bruyne, Manchester City. If fit, De Bruyne is a FPL goldmine. His passing range, creativity, and set-piece duties guarantee consistent returns. However, his injury record is a concern, so consider a backup plan. Martin Odegaard, Arsenal. Arsenal's captain is a creative force. His role in Arsenal's attacking play is pivotal, and he's a reliable source of assists and occasional goals. Expect a price increase reflecting his importance to the team. Bruno Fernandes, Manchester United. Despite Manchester United's inconsistencies, Fernandes remains their primary creative outlet. He's a penalty taker and consistently attempts shots, making him a good points scorer. Tier 2. High potential, solid returns, £7 million, £8.5 million. These midfielders offer excellent value for money and can consistently outperform their price tag. Bukayo Saka, Arsenal. A key player for Arsenal, Saka offers goals, assists, and bonus point potential. His consistency is impressive, and he's a good pick for a stable FPL team. Son Heung-min, Tottenham Hotspur. Under a new manager, Son could flourish. His goal-scoring record is excellent, and he's capable of explosive hauls. James Maddison, Tottenham Hotspur. Maddison's creativity and set-piece expertise make him a valuable asset. He's a consistent threat and a good source of assists. Jared Bowen, West Ham United. Bowen continues to impress with his goal scoring and assist numbers. West Ham's attacking style suits his strengths. Tier 3. The value picks and differentials, £5.5 million, £7 million. These are the players who can unlock your team's potential. They may not be household names, but they offer excellent value and can provide significant returns. Eberechi Eze, Crystal Palace. A dazzling dribbler with an eye for goal. Eze is a differential pick with high potential. Cole Palmer, Chelsea. Palmer has quickly established himself as a key player for Chelsea. His penalty-taking duties and attacking flair make him a good value pick. Brighton's set-piece specialist, Gross consistently delivers assists and bonus points. João Pedro, Brighton and Hove Albion. A versatile attacker who can play in multiple positions. He offers a good blend of goals and assists. Midfielder selection, benefits and practical tips. Consider team form. A player in a well-performing team is more likely to score points. Look for penalty takers. Penalty takers provide a guaranteed source of points. Analyze fixture difficulty. Rotate your midfielders based on upcoming matches. Don't overlook bonus point potential. Players who are actively involved in attacks and make key passes are more likely to earn bonus points. Asterisk monitor injury news. Stay up to date on player injuries to avoid selecting players who are unavailable. FPL midfielder price prediction table, 2025-26. Player, team, predicted price, pound M, potential. Mohamed Salah, Liverpool 13.0, high. Kevin De Bruyne, Man City 11.5, very high. Martin Odegaard, Arsenal 9.0, high. Bukayo Saka, Arsenal 8.5, medium. Cole Palmer, Chelsea 7.0, high. First-hand experience and case studies. In FPL 2023-24, focusing on midfielders who consistently started and had high XG, expected goals, and XA, expected assists, proved highly successful. For example, players like Madison, before injury, and Saka consistently outperformed their price tags due to their involvement in attacking play. Ignoring players solely based on team performance and focusing on individual metrics can unlock hidden gems. A case study of a successful mini-league contender showed a preference for midfielders with a high key pass rate, indicating their ability to create scoring opportunities. This season, I'm prioritizing midfielders who are on penalty duty and have a proven track record of delivering consistent returns.